The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Spongy Gunk Studios in a top secret location in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's not Spank Wagon Radio. No, 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 no. It's Spank Wagon TV. I'm your host, Trencher.
A Big Daddy Decaf.
Oh, got your mic levels in right today.
God damn, that's nice.
I can't even hear you. It's perfect.
Let's find out.
Normally, all we can hear is you. I actually got to turn my shit down on my end.
Well, then I'll put it away. How about that?
Okay. How about now?
Is that good?
You good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you good?
I got a fine-ass girl in front of me. And outside, man, of course I'm fucking good.
Who else is here? Murph, what are you doing? How's it going over there?
I'm doing my thing over here with the video, getting everything going.
All right. Murph's over there with the video. Here, give him the...
Is that on?
It is now.
Okay. Did you put new battery in it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's got full battery levels. Howdy, everyone.
What's going on?
And, what's going on? I don't know. Do you think we should show the guys at home what's going
on?
Okay. Should I tell everybody my text that I texted you?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay. Earlier when I came in here, because I was here about, what, half hour early or so? Because Murphy was a half hour fucking late. And so...
It's my fault.
No. It's always his fault. It's always his fault. So, no, I was here about a half hour early, and I walk in, I'm like, fuck, wow, okay. So I'm texting Murphy, I'm like, dude, we just all died and went back to high school. How old are you? Wait. We'll get to that in a minute. Keep that camera off. We got to tease this one. We'll tease this one.
Yeah, this in the radio biz is what we call a tease.
Actually, this is the TV biz. We're TV tonight, not radio. How's the chat room, by the way?
What? How's it? I don't know. I can't see it. I've got no fucking laptop. But anyway, when I first came in, it was like, all right, Dr. Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir. Yeah, okay.
Esquire.
I was like, who's going to have this week? I mean, this dude always have fucking beautiful girl. I said, you got to have a duck somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Then I came around the corner. Oh, fuck. Again? Shit. But I'm shy around pretty girls, so you guys.
Yeah, bullshit.
I love it. The people in the chat room are freaking out. They want to see. They want to see.
No. They want to see.
No, we can make a wait a little bit longer.
Oh.
No.
Drum roll.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the way the shot's lined up.
That's unfortunate.
Well, we couldn't tease it any longer.
We couldn't tease it.
So
actually, the cookie in the chat room is also going completely.
Yes.
So because we have someone else
is
here.
Asking for
the cookies. Hi, I'm a cookie.
So somehow we managed to wind up with not one porn star, not two porn stars, but three actual porn stars all in one room.
Wow.
I think I watched so much, I'm at least half a porn star, right? I tell you, breast size, dick sizes and shit. Oh, that dude has a 7.5-inch cock and fits good in an asshole. Nice as about.
You're like a porn beta tester.
Exactly.
Move on to be a consultant.
There you go.
And I'm tough, too, because I've seen so much of it, man. I need the good stuff. Not. I said, this shit ain't freaky enough for me. So what's going on? Oh yeah, where's your mic?
So why don't we go ahead and introduce?
Oh, you don't get that one.
Hi, I'm Daisy Darling. I am 18 years old to answer his question. So
damn,
I'm pretty fresh.
I feel fucking old now.
Let me assure you, she is very fresh.
Yeah. And very young.
I just turned 19 last week. So, you know. I understand what you're going through. You know what I'm saying? So young.
So we have Daisy with us, and tell everyone at home who you are.
Foxy lady.
For those of you that didn't catch me last time I was on the show, about
12 years ago.
Almost a year ago.
Almost a year. I'm Foxy. I'm your shemale adult film star, and I'm back. Hi.
This is like the greatest night ever. So, again, we are in the Spongy Gunk Studios with Mr. Gerald Saunders, Sir Esquire the Third.
Or something like that.
All right.
And, so may I point out, she said she was back. Let me assure you, she's also front. I just got to point that out.
So where am I sitting? Who sat here in my seat last week, Mr. Gerald? Dr. Mr. Gerald Saunders, Sir.
Oh, who was on the couch with me last week?
Yes.
Lexi Sexton. Mm-hmm.
Lexi
Sexton was in town last week.
Damn it.
If she was in town, she'd be in here.
Or she'd be on you.
You know where we were?
I know where we were.
We're in Trichard's house. You know what? It's not the real Trichard's house. It's a nice place. Actually, it's a man pad. It's not woman invaded at all. You know what I mean? It's a man's pad. But Lexi?
Funny how divorce does that. Divorce takes the woman out of the equation in homes.
Yeah, it does.
I gotta tell you, aside from work, this is a man pad. But with work, it's all work.
So what you're saying is all the thong underwear is actually yours?
No, it's actually for...
Okay, just checking. Think that one through.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, all the fishnets and thongs and pantyhose and stuff. Now, I will tell you...
Ew.
I will tell you the water polo hat's mine.
The water polo hat.
It doesn't look like a porn star's house.
No.
There's like Purell over there and...
All right. Why you got the camera on me? No one wants to see me.
Yeah, I know. So I had an interesting conversation with someone who watched the show. They wanted to know if all the stacks of spindles were around, because he didn't get to watch the whole thing, only watched part of it. He says, what were all those stacks of spindles around? I had to explain. Dude, that's all porn. That is all, all of that up there, all the porn down there, all of these spindles, these are all DVDs. That you review. No, it's not me. No. Like, all DVDs that you review. Or,
a lot of those are content that I've shot. Oh
my god. That is so awesome. There is a shitload of porn in this place, and gee, I wonder why.
Whatever. So you want to share a mic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the spindles over there are spindles of gunk.
I know I'm sitting on the sperm couch and I just feel so
dirty.
I'm just so appreciative of this, this how much man juice and pussy juice is just. Do you ever wash the pillows or you just leave them as is?
No, I leave them as is. Are you kidding? Nice. I turn them over every once in a while, just so the other side don't feel left out.
So what's the biggest cleanup job you had on the couch? Or do you just let it sit and open up the windows and let it like a plant, just let it grow?
No, for real.
Water this motherfucker.
There was this one time we had to get 6 ShamWows in here to clean everything up.
ShamWow.
No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
All right, so
usually it's not all over the place.
so tell everybody at home what you guys are going to be doing in about 30 minutes.
Well, it'll be a lot more fun probably if I let Daisy tell.
Yes.
Remember the scenario that we talked about?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So how it starts off is I'm at home and I'm making a private, like, custom video for my husband or my boyfriend or whatever. So I'm just going to be playing with myself with toys and, you know, being a little naughty girl. and then he's going to accidentally come in and ask around what I'm doing. And, of course, you all will be in here broadcasting and we'll just... talk about how noisy our neighbors are and how there's this big, loud black man next door that never shuts up. You know? Always gotta be the loud one, you know? So.
Barbecue chicken, what?
Grape drink? Grape drink, yeah. Grape drink.
Orange soda.
Orange soda and Kool-Aid.
So then, yeah, he's going to join in, maybe do a, like, blowjob scene or something. I don't know. He's the director, not me.
Yeah. it depends on what we end up deciding to do. Right. You may take charge and go crazy.
For real?
Yeah.
All right. Best job ever.
You might.
Yeah.
Or both.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Since you do so much of it. Right. Is it like work? You know what I mean? You, like, wake up like, God damn it, I gotta get my dick sucked tonight.
I've never said that in my life.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't become a chore after a while. Doesn't be like, God damn it.
No.
I'm tired of this shit. Or you know, you look at it, it's like, you get anticipated, you get all excited and shit. That
yeah.
He's a porn star. He's not married to Mark's right. ex-wife.
Now, I am divorced from my ex-wife. Does that count as... being a similar parallel to what you just said.
Did you ever get bored with her sucking your dick?
Wow, those are powerful words, sir.
Well, okay.
Wow.
And you're usually the one asking the uncomfortable questions.
I'll answer that like this. It wasn't like my current work now.
Ah.
Or in half an hour.
So how do you feel knowing that your mouth is going to be around this fucking cock in 30 minutes? I mean, you thinking about it,
I'm pretty hungry, pretty thirsty, so.
You can put a certain lip gloss or anything, you know what I'm saying?
Well, girl, let's go get some food. Eh?
This is the Gerald Sunders make. This shows up the best on camera when I suck his cock. So how many times have you sucked his cock?
Three, four times.
And then how many times on
camera? Camera?
Yeah.
Okay. What about off camera?
Yeah, it's all that off camera.
Oh,
it's a job, motherfuckers. Yeah. you gotta get paid for overtime. You know what I'm saying?
I got a boy toy at home. Come on now.
Oh, and what does he think of this?
Well, we're not technically dating. We're, like I said, he's just my boy toy. So, yeah,
he
I don't know. I
emo.
Guess, you know, I don't know.
Is he emo?
Is he emo? No, he's actually.
This is the pleasure feelings.
No. From girl to girl. From girl to girl, do you find it hard to have guy take you serious in a relationship?
Yeah, I mean, since this is like all brand new.
Oh my god, my teeth. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just actually started in January, so I'm really new to all this. And since we're not dating, he's like, yeah, Caden, do what you got to do to get, you
sorry,
know.
We'll take that out in post.
Yeah.
I bet y'all didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Didn't hear shit.
Yeah, Daisy, you gotta do what you gotta do to get money or whatever, and I'm pretty comfortable with it. I've always been, like, flirtatious and shit, so
I mean,
whatever.
It's work for no.
I mean, flirtatious and swallowing the scroll, those two different things there, you know what I'm saying, for pay.
No, but it's a job. It's you know, this is a job for us. This is...
So you feel like you're clocking in?
Business. Yeah, you know, I get to the set, you do what they want you to do or what you want to do, and you get your check. It's a... You know, it's a wrap, and it's
you
like,
can
okay,
go
bye.
Do your day. Yeah,
it's like just
and
fuck me,
it's,
pay me.
It's not like you're
fuck
me,
the job squad, right?
And you're like,
fuck
oh
me,
my
pay
God,
me.
I can't
com.
For this guy to fuck me and blah blah blah. It's not because when you have lights on you, cameras, you're hot, you're hungry.
I know, you're like, how's my makeup?
You're like,
yeah,
you're always, you know, being told, okay, I need this, I need that, do this, do that, and it's not what people think. It's really a lot of work.
Yeah,
behind the camera. And in front of the camera.
Right,
it's a lot of work. And people don't understand. They think, oh, yeah, we can just get behind the camera and fuck. How many guys have you, maybe you'll experience, that where they're just big talkers. Oh, yeah, I could be in porn. I got a big dick. You know, as a director, you know. They get in front of the camera, and they're just, like, limp, nervous, sweating. And you're like, oh, my God, we need to find someone else.
You're right, though, because the thing that they really don't understand is the lights and the people around and the temperature from the lights makes it hot and you're all nervous and all of a sudden there's somebody there with a camera and
it's intimidating.
I mean, actually, even as a performer that I'm in, I almost never do scenes for other companies. Like, it's all me and POV stuff. Like, I couldn't do it in a room full of people, probably. I mean, I just get nervous. I've done it a couple times and I was mortified.
Yeah, it's such hard work, and people do not understand how much effort we put into this and time, and so
definitely.
How long it took you get ready just to come do our show?
Okay.
No, I said I was loving it. I said our show got hijacked. We don't have to like everyone wants to hear everybody else. No one wants to hear what the fuck we got to say.
Yeah, we're nothing this week. We're nothing more than the AV group, okay? I mean, that's it.
We're production staff. That's it.
That's it.
And I have no problem with that whatsoever.
I want to apologize right now to the chat room because we got one mic and we can't isolate which one's popping and cracking
like
one crazy.
Of them is. Sorry, guys.
So sorry to the chat room right now. We're trying to fix that.
Is it mine?
No. No.
Oh.
No, I think it's Merv's.
Is it? Well, here, dude.
Just don't monkey with the fucking thing. Don't hold
fine,
it.
Fine, here. Give this one to Gerald.
Not by the cord.
Give this one to Gerald, and I'll just share with Foxy.
There, perfect. You gotta hold it by the mic, not by the cord.
Alright, fine.
Hold it by the mic.
Oh, I lied. There's that fucking mic.
See?
Take it.
It's black. Do you have a black dick,
Dr. Mr.
Gerald Southern,
sir?
No. Is it white?
I don't have a...
Is it pasty?
I have a pasty,
not a PhD. You got a pasty dick?
Pasty?
You have a hook?
A hook?
Is it curved to, you know, did you got the red beak?
The red.
You know, the dick, the dickhead's all red and
fucking
shit.
Fucking magenta crayon? What the hell?
Oh, my dog. Are you kidding
all
me?
All the beds, rest of the planet. All...
White boys got weird fucking cocks. When I see in the videos.
No.
You can see ours
well,
in the
I'm
dark.
Sure if yours is white.
glow in the dark balls.
I'm sure if yours is white, we would see how red it would be. But...
Who's to say his isn't white?
That we can't see.
Yeah, as far as
you got that Michael Jackson disease penis. It's
there you go.
Splotchy.
Splotchy.
You sure have a splotchy cock.
You have a splotchy penis.
Splotchy cock films. Registered.
Splotchy cock.
Oh my goodness. Oh, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, watching Spankwagon Television. We are live from Spongy Gunk Studios again. SpongyGunk.com, isn't that it? And is it Spongy Gunk Films as well? Give them the whole.
There's SpongyGunk.com, and then there's SpongyGunkFilms.com. One is our corporate site where you can buy DVDs, mm-hmm. and then at SpongyGunkFilms.com is
are
where
you in
there's
the Fortune 500?
No, I'm probably in the Fortune
400.
I think we're up to 362 now.
Damn, nice.
Fortune you know, 5 nice. Million.
Yeah, now you the Fortune 5 million.
You should aspire to be in the Fortune 69. See, that's a bad one, Joe, but still.
Or the Fortune 6900. I probably am in there, so, you know.
So have you done any other video today, or is this your first shoot?
We did a creepy bondage video earlier. It was fucking
awesome.
Did
you break out the eye holes?
Yeah. Actually,
yeah. I would have liked to have seen that.
Well, we're probably going to do another one. So
we'll do a little tour here when we go on our
you
break.
You just want to be tied up.
Not by me,
only
you
by
don't.
Foxy.
Only,
are you in the scene?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll get tied up
by
Daisy.
She was like, I don't even think we said what you were actually. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And she was a bank teller that I kidnapped and was trying to basically torture her so that she would let me in.
You tried to make a deposit?
No, it was bondage.
You trying to take out a load?
Yeah. I was just like, I was basically torturing her and tearing off her clothes and harassing her and like,
almost like a kind of rape thing.
Kind of like a black man kind of thing.
I've always wanted to do that too.
But it was,
I think that's
kind of like a legal Mexican kind of thing.
Yeah.
What?
And so the scene was that I was torturing her to get me into the bank so I could rob it. And she wouldn't do it, so I kept torturing her more and more.
Bitch, I'm gonna fuck you, but open it.
Now, you should do another one, except this time, make her a Citibank executive, and you can be a federal regulator. And
oh!
Yeah.
That could be fun. So, you guys have a scene planned for later.
Yeah, a couple probably, but at least that
you
one.
You have a potted plant in the background?
Yeah, it's right behind you. it's right behind you. That's the most famous tree in porn, right behind the most
famous couch in porn.
Right, exactly.
Do you ever set the scene, or you just kind of like
go with the flow? And make
I mean,
it
or do you like?
Oh no. We
yeah, he gives me the scenario, and I mean, he sets up all the change in handcuffs.
No, not that. I mean, do you actually change the set? I mean, like move furniture around.
Oh yeah, all that stuff.
Or is it the same famous couch?
Assholes like you and I will pick that shit up. Like, I know that couch. I saw it. It was against the same wall last time.
Man,
come on, mix it up a little bit.
This studio has been configured in about 50 different ways in the past 6 years. Damn. Not in the past 2 weeks.
All right, so then what was the coolest one you think you pulled off?
Well, as far as configuration goes, yes.
Of the studio
of
here?
Of the studio, yeah.
The studio.
Well, actually, this couch used to be over there in that area over there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing else there but the couch. And that's where I made it look really office-y and casting couchy and, you know... Ooh, I've never done this before. What do you need to, blow me now kind of thing. I mean, it was real casting couch looking over there. Where I don't quite get that effect here because of the balcony area and whatnot ever. Mm-hmm. But the way I have it set up now is the way I shoot Bounce Check Bitches.
Wait, what was that?
I have a series called Bounce Check Bitches.
Bounce? check, bitches. Yep. Yeah. Wow.
Don't got the money to pay for a check. You got to pay
for it.
How funny,
everything's incorporated with money and banks and
Oh, yeah.
A real fiscal overtone.
Next is gonna be the loans.
It's very educational videos. You know what I mean?
Another one.
This is how you get
the tow
what you
one
want
that you're doing next, right?
What?
The towing one that you and
oh yeah, I haven't started shooting that yet, but that probably won't be shot in the studio because it'll probably have to be shot outdoors or at least
tow truck
because you need a fucking tow truck.
Yeah, or
tow truck
no,
Tony.
Well, it's basically like that. The series is gonna be called Blow or Tow.
Wow.
Like I'm
repoing. So a girl stranded, the car is kind
of. No, like I'm repoing their car and they got to work their way out of it.
Oh, like, oh, please don't. What are you going to do for me?
Right, exactly.
Blow or tow.
Blow or tow. It's basically the same scenario as the way I shoot Bounce Check Bitches, except it's a blowjob scene about repoing their car.
That's the thing. No one's going to notice this. It's the same. Oh my God. They got matching scripts.
That was the exact same red Chevy Corolla
they used last week. God damn it. Yeah, how's Blow a Toe Part 3 the same as Blow a Toe Part 1? This is a
trust. It's an outrage.
It's an outrage.
Actually,
I'm going to write my congressman.
That's right. Because he'll want to see it.
Next is the plumber.
Actually, Murphy, you're really right about one thing. When you guys were kidding around about, oh, it's the same car getting repoed this and that.
It's the same car.
With one exception, every scene of Bounce Check Bitches I've shot, I'm knocking on that door.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
You change the number on every time.
Fuck.
You're going to pay, put a ring for something. Yeah. Yeah.
Spice it up for the holidays.
Hello Kitty doormat.
A no Jehovah's Witnesses sign.
Yeah.
They have grandma's house.
Like, I haven't even dressed
now,
it up like that.
Real
just
quick,
in that door.
I just realized something. Something just dawned on me. We've been doing the show now, Spankwagon TV, Spankwagon.net, for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes.
We've not seen any tits.
What?
I know. Can you believe it?
Oh, well, I thought we were saving that for the second half.
Are we going to save that for the second?
Hey,
here
I thought
go.
So.
You know
there
what?
You
that
go.
Keeps our,
we can't do all the excitement in the beginning.
As I said last time we were here, that keeps our viewers glued hooey bluey to their computer screens.
Right? Yeah, no,
I thought that would be later.
Murphy said bluey.
You know, Happy's
little boy blue. He needed
you know,
the
Happy's motherfuckers take 22.3 seconds to fucking they get the jizz out. They'd be like, you know what? Fuck Spankwagon. I hate the show anyway, motherfuckers.
The last 30 seconds of the show. I'm teasing boys.
Zorster says show one tit now and one later.
Well, why don't we go to break for that? And we'll be back at Spankwagon.net.
All right.
Hey, Decaf.
What's up, man?
So I have all these awesome hot photos of Foxy.
And what you going to do with those, man?
Well, you know, I was going to email them to you, but they are entirely too big.
You know, because you still got the AOL account. You know my shit's all emails all shitty,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. If only there was some place I could put all of my photos and even make my own little Foxy tribute site.
But you know, there is.
You know what? Canis Hosting.
CanisHosting.com.
Yes, it's the website where you can get a really cheap web page, and you can have all the pictures and everything you want, man. Break it down, man.
Holy shit, but is it cheap?
Oh, yeah, it's cheap, man, because I forgot the price, but I'm still doing this ad.
I heard their plan started at $1.99 a month.
$1.99? God damn, that's cheap, nigga.
I know, even your broke ass can afford that.
And I'm broke as a motherfucker, too, man. $1.99, what can you get on that website, baby?
That's canishosting.com for all your website needs.
Goddamn right. I'm going to sign up right now. Fuck this shit. Goddamn Foxy side.
Are we clear?
Yeah, we're live. I mean, that's just a talker. We were riding.
It's a little commercial.
I know,
folks,
right?
In the biz, we call that a live read.
It's a live read. There's no way around it.
I thought it was $1.99, but I don't want to give false advertising and shit. I'm not like Circuit City mark shit up 70%, and then says a 70% sale.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you viewing the camera at home, which is pretty much all of you, you'll see I have the greatest seat in the house. I'm wrapped around Foxy. How great is that?
Well, he was lucky that there was no more seats.
Yeah, well, even though there's a chair there now.
There's no other choice. This is the way we had to work things out.
So,
but
I've never been a foot fetish guy, but I'm starting.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
So now
y'all like your feet?
She has cute feet.
She does got cute feet.
Dancer feet.
So we brought Foxy down tonight because, well, because we love Foxy. And Foxy has a new website.
Yes, I just launched my website about 3 weeks ago, and it's ts-foxyfoxy.com.
So do you sell insurance on your site?
Not yet. Right now, I'm just selling myself.
That's the best way to do it.
And it's been going great. I'm really excited. It's a lot of work. And hopefully you guys can help me out. Become members. Check it out. Give me ideas. Let me know what you guys want to see. And I will definitely reenact everything. I love to do that. And
it's cool how interactive she is. I mean, she has a blog. She has her forum. I mean, it's kind of cool how there's so much going on there. Is it weird to interact that much with your fans, or is it just cool?
No, I actually want to do a video blog because it's so much easier than having to be on the computer typing. You know, I barely check my MySpace as it is. Like, it's so overwhelming. And I just love it, though. I love to interact.
It's like, are you feeling your tits? Fuck! I am feeling... my tits.
No, that would be you.
Shit,
jogging
misspelled. Misspelled. Goddamn backspace.
So does that mean you need an editor too?
Yeah, it's like you're filling out your mitts.
My ritz.
You're filling out your ritz.
You're filling your ritz.
Well, these tits, they look like ritz. Oh! Those big old areolas look like ritz crackers in here.
Covered in what? Carpet?
Some Oreo cookies.
Yeah, Oreos.
Give me some milk. Give me some milk, baby.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, well, you can at least be the white cream filling.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, yes, definitely check it out and let me know what you guys think. The blog is free, so you can always blog and message me and do all that stuff. So.
Now, do you put things up
and
on
there's
the
a
blog?
Free preview, so you guys can... preview what's inside.
So it stops right before I come and shit. Yeah.
For those of you guys who just want to jack off for that 5-minute little preview, enjoy that.
God,
I mean,
damn it.
That's exactly how long he told me it takes him.
I shouldn't have told him, but hey.
So
but
now,
yeah.
I know you're still on some other sites as well.
Yes, I'm on all major Gmail transsexual websites out there. Shemale Strokers, Shemale Yum, gosh, Transsex Domination.
Is that sponsored by Bubble Yum?
Actually, I think it's sponsored by Murphy.
Or is it sponsored by the company that owns Kentucky Fried Chicken and all the, you know, Yum Brand Foods?
Yum Brand.
So what kind of made you want to go off and do your own site versus just doing content on others?
Wow, that's...
money.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Point blank money. You know, you make all these other guys rich, and then you get to learn everything behind the scenes, and you get the experience, and you're either good at it or you're not. And obviously, I've made a name for myself, and, you know, it's time that I start doing things that I want my way, and it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
I have no one telling me. It's like... okay, this is what I want to do, and this is how I want to dress, and these are all my ideas. And it's a lot of work, time, but you know what? I'm doing this for all the fans, and it's fun.
Now, it's like picture
I'm so used to being behind the camera that I'm like posing.
No, I know, it's like instantaneous.
It just
as soon
comes,
as the camera.
It yeah, natural.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
As soon as the camera comes up, as soon as, like, pose mode, it's man, that's incredible.
Now, I saw on your blog, which I do read, you don't spit everywhere. Don't be shocked that I read your blog.
I forgot the camera's on. Am I supposed to drink on TV? Yeah.
I see you've worked with some other Shemale stars. You've got some other stuff coming up soon.
Yeah, actually, I did my first, it wouldn't be my first, but my first, like, porn star, I would say. Shoot with Kimber James. And what?
I've become somewhat of a Kimber James fan. What can I say?
My God.
Okay.
Look at that.
I thought I wasn't supposed to
say
that.
Hey, I got stiffy.
It's just my
yeah, face. I see a little stiffage.
I thought I wasn't supposed to say her name. I was like, what did I do?
No.
I thought I was being bleeped out.
This is Spag Wagon. You said what the
okay.
fuck you want.
So you've done some work with Kimber
so,
James.
So yes, we did our first shoot. It was... kind of my idea. I really wanted to get, you know, the big names together and do some hot stuff for the fans, you know, because, you know, you see these amateur people and, you know, they're doing their stuff, but you never get to see the porn stars with other porn stars doing things. One in the shemale world. So I kind of brought up the idea and we went ahead and did a fun shoot. Oh my God, it was so fun.
Yeah.
And it was great. Everyone loved it. And now I'm going to be shooting with Kelly Shore in the next week and a half. I should be back in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly Shore is part of our club. There's like 5 girls that we work together in the same company and have our own website, which is Sexy Jade, which is our ebony big booty girl, which you love. And then there's Kelly Shore, Holly Sweet, myself, Foxy, and Kimber James.
Sounds like the Mickey Mouse Club.
D.I.C. We'll see you real soon.
K-E-Y? Why?
Because we love it.
All right,
so,
That's awesome. It's kind of weird when you... It's kind of cool when you said, when I saw that you worked with Kimber, I was like, oh, crap.
Yes, a lot of people were just really excited to see that.
Now, let me ask you something about that, too, because a lot of people, there's a lot of fan reviews of Kimber. Almost everybody has the same opinion, that she needs to eat a couple more sandwiches because she is rail thin.
Yeah, you know, I even tease her. I'm like, you skinny little bitch, get over here. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, and I tell her, but, you know, she, believe it or not, you know, we're backstage. We're on the set and getting her makeup done and she's munching away and believe it or not, she eats, but maybe she's not eating like fried food like us Mexicans and black people, you know?
What do you mean?
With this fried food on.
Wait, so, how do you fry watermelon?
Hey, I bet you someone will come up with that, so.
All right, go ahead. Both of you guys, because I know you've been more in the business for a longer time, and I know you're just starting.
I hope,
because you're 18.
I hope you're 18.
And in about 10 minutes, she's going to be continuing.
Hey-o. All
right. We're going to see her live.
So what will you do next, and what do you think that you have left to do?
Well, I haven't really done much boy-girl shooting. Like, blowjob is actually as far as I've gone so far. So, I don't know if I really want to go much further than that because this is kind of...
Is that what you're about to film right now?
Well, a blowjob, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah. You know, so,
a girl, yeah, a girl leg, which is like, yeah, blowjob. God leg is like, yeah, blowjob.
Hey, that's a professional for you, okay?
I see Gerald over here. He's sitting here commenting, like, did you know in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm about to get my dick sucked. I'm about to get my dick sucked.
He's waiting. I'm about to get my dick sucked.
All together now.
So when do you think you're going to go further?
Well, my website's coming up in, I think, a couple days. Yeah, like in the middle of the week. That's
you don't have a website yet?
Not yet. Yeah, I told you. Fresh, I'm like fresh. Brand new. Like star here. Yeah. Yeah,
it takes time.
Brand new.
I'm actually not her webmaster. Her webmaster's on her way over here to do some shooting with her, too.
Okay.
I'm just her stunt cock to help her get contact for her website.
So at some point, we're actually going to have more porn stars show up. So the engineers are going to get totally outnumbered by the porn stars.
And actually, what's funny about him coming is that he's just going to let himself in, and he knows that the show's going on. So Daisy and I will be in the back, and he'll probably end up sitting out here hanging out, talking with you guys for a little bit. So, you know.
Very cool.
I told him, just sit down and make yourself at home and promote Daisy while I'm getting my blowjob.
And what about you, Foxy? What do you want to do next?
Well, I'm just beginning. You know, I'm just beginning.
He's wanting to hear his name.
I have always wanted. So, you know, there's still a lot of ideas. I mean, it's endless. There's so many fetishes. There's so many ideas. There's so many people to work with.
Now, are you into the foot fetish, or you think that's just stupid? Does foot fetish sites actually make a lot of money?
They do, and I actually got a lot of requests for that, and guys love that. Hey, pretty feet, pretty toes.
Yeah.
And That's what I was thinking, you know?
I was too big in that test.
Trying to jack off a cock with my feet.
I don't know.
Foot job.
That's talent, yeah. Just a foot job.
I saw daisies, and they're pretty nice. I've been never big super feet. Yeah, look at that. It's perfect. Yeah.
Ta-da!
Well, that's awesome. Now, let's make things very uncomfortable for a second. Daisy, have you ever considered doing a scene with a shemale?
Actually, no, I never really thought about it, I guess, just because, I don't know, I never thought about it. I don't know. I'm kind of taking this, like, one step at a time, you know. He'll text me and be like, yeah.
Step by step, day by day.
Right? He'll just text me and be like, yeah, we're doing some shooting today. And, you know, I just kind of come in.
Come on over and put my penis in your mouth.
Yeah. Like, all right, whatever, boss man. Like, sure. So,
And she has actually literally called me boss man. Like, by text, which.
As long as it's not big boss man, I think you're all right.
Well, no, hey, you know, Mr. Boss Man. Yeah. I'm singing all night.
But I saw that and I was like, but wait, I'm not your boss. I'm your. Oh, it's okay, but thank you.
Stunt cock.
You know why I'm going to sing all night? Because
I need a stunt cock on my
My bar is closing down next fucking week.
Though. What?
No more barbecue bastards, man. No more karaoke.
Everything in there is closing down.
Oh, my God.
No more karaoke, though.
Well, you'll just have to go to Legends Bar every Tuesday.
I just got to go to, the Sahara and... What was the place where all the...
The commercial center.
The commercial center.
All the Koreans.
Yeah, all the Koreans are going to go in there and be like, 99 red balloons. I'm like, he fits right in. He don't fit them right in.
Oh, my goodness. Shit.
But, yeah, it's kind of disappointing, man. I'm crying inside, but it's all right. Like, I was crying. I was like, God damn, my place go, oh, shit, who's this white chick?
Hello, baby.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Can I cheer you up a little bit? Can I decap? Can I cheer you up?
Yes.
So, coming up this Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, the kind of Sunday.
You buy the whole seat, but you won't leave the edge. No, too many monster truck commercials. In coming up this Sunday, we will be interviewing one Rowdy Roddy Piper. We'll be interviewing Piper. The Rowdy
in the
one.
Piper's Pit.
It will be Piper's Pit there, sort of. He is appearing this week, I think all the way up into the 5th, at the Tony and Tina's wedding at the Planet Hollywood here in town, and we get to interview him. So that should put a smile on your face. I mean, that's one white wrestler you know, right?
Yeah.
I know he's no Junkyard Dog, but Coco Beware. But.
Roddy Piper was the man. I love Roddy Piper. How old is Roddy Piper?
Well, make sure he wears his skirt.
How old is Roddy Piper anyway?
60s? Oh, he's got to be in his early 50s.
Do you remember? You don't even know who we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just nodding my head and smiling.
Oh, my God.
He was WWF.
Do you even know who The Rock is?
Oh, yeah, the People's Elbow. Right. Yeah.
Okay, now go back a little bit. You know who Ric Flair is?
No.
He's a big drag queen.
You don't
with
know
feathers.
Ric Flair?
He's a big drag queen.
I wasn't allowed to watch wrestling. I couldn't watch.
He wasn't allowed? Oh, now this is it.
I couldn't watch Family Matters. What? I couldn't watch The Simpsons. I couldn't watch South Park.
South Park, I can understand.
You can't watch The Goofy Deaker?
No.
Okay.
I
thought that was white people privilege to say, you know.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Family Matters.
You can work it. You can start with Family Matters. You can work yourself up to the show.
I think just because they were still black,
pasteurized Negroes. That was what it was, right?
I don't want to go too deep, but where are you from?
I am from Maryland.
Oh,
Maryland!
Wow, I would have thought Utah.
But not D.C.
I was thinking down
like
south, like
Baptist.
There are black people out there. She's seen family times we go walk down the street. So how the fuck
you
see?
You see my boy toy? Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I don't date white boys. Yeah, I really don't. Damn.
Yet again, we lose.
How
do we always fucking lose?
She likes a big black dick, honey.
Hence why I'm just her stunt cock.
Stuntcock. Stuntcock.com.
So you don't know who... Wow, I can't believe you don't know who Piper is. That's
really I'm sorry.
Well, that was no, I don't know who Piper is for crying out loud.
No, I didn't really watch it. It was past my bedtime at that point, so...
I mean, that 15 was, minutes ago.
That was when I was little. Family Matters, that was a long time
ago. Family Matters was on when you were a kid. You were like two. Nobody didn't watch it because you couldn't, you know?
No, I mean...
Not the mom.
It was on. Yeah. They had reruns when I was older, you know, on... Whatever,
reruns.
USA,
TBS.
Yeah.
So did you watch Full House?
No. Not really. Okay, so I didn't like it. I thought that was corny. Okay, I watched PJs and the Projects.
I didn't even watch that.
Yep, I saw that one.
Yeah.
That's on Adult Swim now.
It is. Is it? Shut up.
Yep.
Oh my god, yeah, I gotta watch it.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. And what else do you watch?
I don't know. Like,
lots of porn.
Cartoons. I'm a cartoon junkie. I don't know. I'm a little kid at heart, still. Watch SpongeBob.
It takes three people to turn the camera.
Yeah, no. SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
So did you watch all the, god damn it, what's all those fucking Disney shows on? I don't even know. Zoey 101.
Not
DuckTales. That's when we were kids.
Oh.
She wasn't even born and shit.
Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
DuckTales. I watched the Flintstones, the Jetsons. Good shit. Yeah. I wanted to be just like Judy Jetson.
I've been wanting to bang Judy Jetson for a long ass time too. What, you know what I'm saying? If I see the cartoon, I get a heart on shit like, god damn.
Have you guys seen that cartoon porno that they put together? Like, their pictures that people draw with like Judy fucking Astro or Uncle Scrooge getting a blowjob from one of the gadget from Rescue Rangers. Yeah. That just corrupts my childhood.
it does.
That's almost as crazy as Bird is Evil.
Self-promoted motherfucker.
That's called successful.
Okay.
All right, so in 10 minutes, what exactly are you going to do? Break it down for me.
What exactly am I going to do? All right. We'll go back in the room, and I'll pick out a toy that I want to use.
Uh-huh.
He's got a wide
Apparently
collection.
It has to be a black one.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. You're just mad.
Okay.
Skippy.
When we take the mic back there so you can hear, she may just end up using the mic.
Oh, man. She
God damn it. Look, I may not be hung like a tree trunk, but I won't ruin your credit rating, all right?
She lost a Japanese dildo within the toothpicks and shit. Like, god damn it, where is it at? So you go walk in the room. Go ahead.
All right. Choose from the superstore selection of dildos that they have back there.
Wow.
You know, find batteries because there's not batteries in all of them. So, you know, you got to switch the good ones.
Cheap motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wet.
What's the fucking batteries back there? Go ahead.
Give her a car battery.
That's right.
Harley V8 twin.
I use these really great rechargeable batteries, and the girls take them. And I'm like,
steal the batteries?
If you take them, you can't recharge them, and so you make them garbage, and I have to buy more. That's dumb.
Damn.
But that's what happens.
So you hear that, bitches? Take the
battery. Stop stealing the battery.
Battery's stealing bitches.
Everybody.
There you go.
Wait. Robert Liquor Store says, find a dildo that runs on diesel.
Oh.
We could just strap a Sibian to the hood of my truck.
for the makers of bounce check bitches and blowing toe cubs.
Stop stealing my batteries, bitch.com.
A man desperate to keep his batteries. I'm just going to put a deep battery in your ass.
A 9-volt.
In a world where whores steal batteries on a daily basis.
Energy.
No double A's here.
All right, so go with yourself.
Okay, so so after we insert the batteries,
she said insert.
All right. Anyways, so then we'll probably he'll set up a scenario if there is any at this case. But I think we already
she
know the story.
You have no script, sir.
We free ball.
Free ball.
Oh, my God. I do that at home, too.
Yeah.
God damn, if I ever needed a comedy rim shot, now would be it.
Okay, let her talk.
Okay.
That's
Let
funny.
Us breathe. Oh, my God.
All right, so I'm gonna probably just start off, and I'll probably look like I was setting up the camera in the room, and I'll go sit down on the bed and be like, "Hey, baby, I'm making this for you, cause you know
you're my one and
only. Yeah, I'm horny, and you're not here, and I want to suck your cock, but you're not here, and just stuff like that." So then I'll start playing with myself or whatever, and I don't know for how long. Sometimes he's got time increments. Sometimes we just go, yeah.
Till he falls asleep.
She's like, my
is that daylight? No, keep going.
My hand is numb. I don't give a shit. Keep my fucking...
My clit is swollen.
And then he'll accidentally come in, I guess, and...
I love how she does the air quotes.
What are you doing?
You know, and wonder what I'm doing, and, you
know... I think
it's
going to be pretty apparent.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to it. I'm playing with myself for the person, and they happen to walk in, and, you know, then he'll be all flustered and turned on by my, yeah, you know...
Yeah, I'm gonna go to work and clock in. Yeah, that's how he's talking, you know what I'm saying? Like how we talk about work. You fuck! When you install hard drive today and fucking A.
Now when you set this up, you gotta do it so that she's putting the camera down and Oh yeah, you gotta go, that's awesome. See, that's called production value.
A little bit of quality.
Yeah, the last video that we just shot before you guys came over here, the bondage one. that was pretty intense. I don't know, that was my first time doing anything like that, so the whole, like, crying and, you asshole, that whole kind of thing was really crazy for me, but it was different.
Can you do that
different.
Again, you asshole? What?
You asshole,
you asshole, what are you doing to me?
I'm thinking that's your asshole, what the fuck you think I'm doing?
Half our chat room just passed out from erectile. Oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever.
Now, I will say, for having had never done anything remotely close to a bondage scene before, she was unbelievable. Like, I mean, actually, she was quite believable.
Are you naturally submissive?
Yay, she's a natural.
She was very natural, really. She was great, really looked scared. I had some pliers on her nipples, twisting them around like crazy and shit. And
good old vice grips.
I
would have
turned around and sucked up. If I get out of this shit, I'm
and let it be said that I had a knife to her tender breast, yet I didn't cut it. So, you know, I was good.
Wow, so you're a natural too.
Yeah, that's right.
No, dumb shit has a dull knife. Wait.
Yeah. Oh no, this knife is sure you saw it. That was
fucking pulled out a rebel knife. Hey, yeah. Yo. Oh,
okay. He was hitting my fucking right cock. Right.
He's strong too. He ripped my pantyhose right open.
Damn.
Tore his shirt right off her.
And where can he download this?
Well, in about probably Monday. No, probably Monday they'll be able to get it at gunkclips.com.
Gunkclips.com.
Probably Monday. Maybe,
I'm gonna have
maybe
to check
Tuesday.
That out. That sounds
all right.
Fun.
Real quick, we are coming up on one more break,
but before we do, Miss Daisy, could we possibly see those fine 18-year-old breasts of yours?
Yes, woo! Of course.
Titties.
All right. Hold on. Oh. Gotta get the camera on you. There we go.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Those are some tiny pink little nipples.
Yes.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
Yummy.
Beautiful.
They're pretty incredible.
Like everyone's mouth watering.
Everybody's dead silent.
And what's
they're
everybody
speechless.
In the chat? The chat room's probably fapping like mad.
Oh, yeah, there they go.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice nipples.
That is outstanding.
Rob,
Daisy.
The liquor store says nice nipples.
Oh, hey.
Cookies going nuts. Wow.
Boobies.
Boobs. Very nice. Wow.
Yay.
We got the little.
Put your titties on the glass. Put those titties on the glass. Yes.
Balls on the mic. Titties on the glass. That's
titties on the camera.
I'm black, sort of. Ass?
Ass?
I'm black, sort of.
You are.
Wait.
Yeah.
We got it.
And bend way. And bend way over. Oh, not that way, right?
Now touch your toes.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Nice.
That's a nice ass.
You know, the chat room better really appreciate this, but we're going to go to break. Spankwagon TV, spankwagon.net.
And spank her.
Hey, I'm about to lose the camera when the leg just collapsed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon!
Real quick, before we dive back into the show, big thank you to Canis Hosting, canishosting.com for all our website needs. and especially the kick-ass tech support. I just got to say that right now. Dan, you fucking rock, because you've saved my ass so many times. So everybody needs to check out CanisHosting.com. And we're back. Now, what's going on right now is Mr. Gerald Saunderser is in the other room. He's shooting with, oh shit,
with
I forgot
Daisy.
Daisy.
He's not shooting on her yet.
Not shooting
He's
on her yet.
Driving Miss Daisy.
with us in the main green room entryway area, we got Murphy.
Main porn area.
The main porn area. The big green couch of porn.
So what's up, guys?
By the way, let's check because they do have the microphone on in there, so we'll get that gang going.
Not yet. Not yet.
Coughing.
Coughing.
There's something in here. It's fizzing.
So let's see. We got Murph, Decaf, so Foxy.
So what about the war? So what about the war in Iraq, guys?
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck Iraq.
Bring the troops home. Bring the troops home.
Hell yeah.
I want to welcome them back.
Hey, yo.
Support them.
We had a little fun during the break because if you're watching the break, Foxy was giving a little mini show, and I think our entire chat room just jizzed on their keyboards.
I think maybe
Ew. Maybe
we could convince her to do a little more, maybe, in a little
maybe.
Bit.
A little bit.
We also do have the wedding dress out, so we'll do that later. But we wanted to talk about a story. Now, we told this story the last time we were here, and now I have to tell this story with Foxy here because this is goddamn one of the funniest things I think we've ever encountered.
This is.
So we're at Decaf's house about for the Super Bowl. And he's out of the building. He's out looking for goods.
Smith's for food.
Yeah, he's at Smith's for food and drugs and white women. And while he's gone,
chicken wings.
While he's gone, his wife and myself and Mark are having a conversation about things. She said she came home one day and she found she heard porn on his computer. I guess you had stepped away from the computer, and I guess he had the same porn looping over and over again.
It wasn't that she heard it. She was moving it because it was in the way.
Oh,
she
was
picked
in the
laptop. And so when she hit the screensaver was, it turned off, and some black dude just plunged the shit out of the white
man. Well, she finds a photo on his computer of Decaf gripping some girl's breasts. And
I wouldn't doubt that.
She gets pissed. She prints out the picture.
Why would she get mad?
Hold on, it gets better.
Naked.
She wasn't really pissed.
She said she was pissed.
She
said she printed it out, walked up to him and said, "What is this? What is this? Why are you grabbing her tits? What is this? What is this?" Here's the best part. It was a picture of him grabbing your boobs. So she tells Trench and I that. We lose our shit and start laughing our asses
off. She's
like,
"Can you believe he had a picture? He was holding some chick's tits." And we knew immediately who. And we just lost. We're like,
And I told her a week ago, but I don't think she believed me because she came outside. She showed it. That's like, well, I was like, That's it. That's not a girl.
Shit. I could have pretended for a moment.
That we heard that. And
that one, he was like this behind me. And I was
exactly.
Like,
that one right there. I have a laugh.
Was there too. When Clizzle was there when she brought the picture.
I saw someone.
And so Clizzle started breaking up laughing too because he knows. He watches the show all the time. So he knew too. And so he's like, "Okay, yeah, whatever." So the next week, that was the week before. Next week, you brought it up to him.
and
so let's go over with the rest of the story. Man.
Let me just say something here.
Your name in the chat room.
Your name in the chat room says she is a girl, and
you're
you are
right.
Absolutely 100% right.
How sweet.
We've had this discussion a couple of times with some friends of ours. Like, yeah, but she has a penis. I'm like, yeah, so what? She's living her entire life.
It's a feminine penis.
And fat dudes and fat dudes have boobs, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah, see? So he's a transsexual too. He's a male to female too.
There you go.
It's a mass bet.
So, oh my goodness.
This is hilarious.
Oh.
Your name, I'm a transsexual.
Whoever your name is, you should actually change your name at the top. So
let us know
who
your name is by going up to the upper left corner in the chat room.
Hi, upper lefter. Upper lefter chat room.
Sally is a transsexual.
Sally. Nice.
Sally.
So tell the rest of the story.
What's the rest of the story? I got my phone out. Like I said, I keep Foxy's photos on my phone. And I was like, look, that's her.
Jack off material.
And I have them in order so that
it goes from my face down to my ass.
Yeah, it's like, look, oh, she's hot. Dude, she's totally hot. Check her out. Oh, dude, you interviewed her? totally bad. She's great. Oh my god, I know, isn't it awesome? Look at her boobs. Holy shit, wait, she sent me this one from her bathroom. It's one of those bathrooms. Oh my god, look at this one, and it's the one that you like, the one where you're standing there behind the red. And I show that to his wife, and she's like, no. So of course with the iPhone, you can zoom, and she's like, oh my god!
It grows, Ed.
Rob a liquor store says it's better than Rick Rolling.
Yeah, you know what I got told today? She was like, you doing a show today? I was like, yeah. She's like, okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, all like natural shit, cause I was like, yep. Yeah.
In the chat room, Foxy, it's Sally from The Club.
Hi, Sally from The Club.
And they're just giving you a shout out.
Hi, I love you, Sally.
You've got quite a fan base going in the chat room tonight.
Fan base invading our chat room. That's awesome.
How cute. It's just good to be back. I mean, I have so much fun here. And, you know, I'm crazy myself, and I like to talk shit every once in a while. And
there you go.
This motherfucker over here.
Now, what you call your earrings?
Oh.
The big hoops you get.
They're my
that.
Mary J. Blige earrings.
That's another Kobe Bryant. You slipped up those motherfuckers.
The ankle retainers.
Yeah, that's it. Ankle holders.
Yeah, ankle retainers.
No, they're bird's wings, too.
Bird's wings.
Bird's wings.
Like, don't pull. That looks like it hurts. Ow.
Oh, they're so light.
No, but you're pulling on your earlobe. Ow.
Well, when I say ow, then it hurts.
Yeah, she's got to say ow, not you, dude.
I got to say ow.
There is no safe word for pulling on earrings.
So tell the truth.
Yeah, tell them.
How many text messages do Murphy send you in a day?
Oh, God.
Not a lot. Okay, let's
actually, more emails. It's not so much text.
Oh!
Yeah, because his ass can't afford the text.
Okay, how many times have I invited you to come down on the show?
He invites me almost every Friday.
It's not quite that bad, but...
Okay,
wow. Put him under the bus. Put him under the bus. Come on.
Put him under the bus. Do it, dude.
Okay, well, almost every other Friday.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but, you know, he's like, we really want you back, and you should come back, and, you know, and I keep telling him, you know, like, I've been so busy lately, and I loved it. The very first time I came, it was just like... Oh my god, this was so fun. And then when we went to the strip club and Hooters, you know, that was wild. That was so fun. Like, I mean, times like that, that's what makes it memorable. And, you know, it makes, you want to come back. So you guys are all great. You guys are all fun. And that's why I'm here again.
Awesome. We had so much fun at the strip club that night. That was the best. Half the girls were completely unsure. The other half were, I think they were just creaming in their panties. They were, this is so hot. And the best part was we were all kind of crowded together in one little space. And Scrappy just didn't know what to do with herself. She was just, oh.
She was like, oh my god, come with me because I don't want to be the only girl. And oh my gosh. And before you know it, she was like, come here, and aggressive and showing tits. And we were kissing. Her and Caffeine had a lap dance. And
her and Decaf had a lap dance
tipping.
Together.
Oh my
just
god.
Just called Caffeine.
Well, what is it?
Decaf.
What the fuck?
Whatever, I don't give a fuck.
I want him to have caffeine tonight. Shit.
Oh,
hey yo!
So
put some cream
up.
In your sugar.
It was a great night. We had a lot of fun. The Hooters was a blast too.
Yeah, it was so fun. Like that whole entire night, I kept telling my friends, "Oh my god, you guys, we had so much fun." Of course, I was hungover, but.
Well, yeah,
because we were sneaking alcohol into a non-alcohol establishment.
Strip club, yeah. Little Darlings doesn't allow
nude.
Alcohol.
It's a full nude.
It's full nude, so of course they don't want crazy guys, you know, being all drunk all over these girls.
Jam a finger in something.
I was pissed they charged your friend $25 to get.
That was after we left, isn't it?
Yeah, $25.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
did you not
ridiculous.
Go up and talk to Sinister?
Wow. Or did that? By then, we're just like, who fuck cares? Just fuck get in. We were drunk, and we just like, let's just get in. Have fun.
You didn't try and use the ATM, did you?
I had a cup of tea.
I had a cup of tea that night. How many trips did you make?
What are you talking about?
I made three trips to the fucking liquor store.
Three trips to the
liquor store. For Scrappy's ass, buying a fucking vodka.
Oh, okay.
And I did a trip with him. And
it wasn't just Scrappy. Foxy was down and just.
See,
I was like, if I'm gonna be here in this club having fun, then of course I want to have a couple of cocktails.
The question is, where the fuck were you?
Oh, that's right. He bitched out.
He chickened out. He was too worried about his wife.
He met us at the little liquor store, and he said, "Oh, guys, I'm kind of tired." And I saw Joker clawing at the window trying to get out. No, I want to go with you.
My wife wants me. And now look at her. She's fucking gone, just like the Wicked Witch of the West. Gone. Nothing but her fucking dresses here.
Oh.
So that's why you should have came with us.
Like the Wicked Witch.
The house began to twitch, and the bitch.
The tea girl, who doesn't even know your wife hates her. How awesome is that?
Dude.
He just missed out.
Yeah, rob a liquor store. I just got called out damn fucking straight. Completely just got called out. Right, so
he walked up to the house.
Okay, but the thing is, found it very interesting. Scrappy getting drunk.
Oh, No.
Was she like less of a pain in the
ass? Okay, let me just say
a pain in the ass.
There are some epic tales of Scrappy getting drunk, but yeah, Scrappy got a little handsy with Foxy.
We were kissing, fondling each other. We're just having a good time. She was all over decaf and rubbing all over Chris Murphy over there. And, you know, like we were just having a good time.
Yeah, well, that lap dance was nice.
Yeah, you guys went and had one together, didn't you?
Like
the girl?
Titties, ooh.
It was like titty trifecta.
Yeah, we had one together.
Yeah, so we have to do something fun like that again. Now, maybe I'll take you guys to the transsexual bar, and then you have you guys check out the scene there. Like, that would be wild.
That would be kind of interesting. You know me, I'm really open. I'm like, whatever.
And I'll get you guys drinks, so you guys don't have to worry about drinks, you know? So... Who knows? We'll see.
People with penises and without boobs have to pay, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Murphy.
So now, we've talked about your tits numerous times, Foxy, and the guys in the chat room.
Not again.
They've been.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Typical chick.
Typical. Yeah, exactly. Typical chick. The guys in the chat room are chomping at the bit.
Yeah, they're saying, show them.
They have been patient.
Our little. How do you say it? Our loyal little radio fans out there.
Our little TV fans tonight. It's TV fans.
Or maybe they just knew there was going to be two girls on the show, and they're like, oh.
As soon as they heard girls' tits, oh, they are. Could the boys at home see yours?
The boys and girls.
Let me call my mom and ask her.
What?
Mom, can I show these boys my tits, please? I want to say hi to my cousins and my auntie that are on the show, listening to us, watching. So,
look away.
If you guys want to close your eyes, you can. If not, no, but they're great supporters of me. I love them so much. I love my family very much. So, I don't mind.
And neither
do
we.
So, here with this.
Okay.
Let's move the mic to that way, too.
Wait, I was going to do a little... You know. Okay, here we go. Can I stand up?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Here we go. Music, please.
By the way, they're shooting back there.
I don't see anything wrong.
Dude, she is moaning. She's starting to moan. Great timing.
I love how she makes it theatrical and interesting.
Yeah.
Whoops. Oh my goodness.
You caught me.
The guys at home right now are losing their minds. Oh. Wow.
I will.
And for those of you listening in the back, Gerald's in the middle
of
a scene.
It was supposed to be a surprise for you.
Goddamn, girl, you are amazing.
Yay. Thank God there was beer in the set.
What did I miss, guys? What happened?
Thank you for
as Foxy gets her clothes back on.
Robert, wow. Robert Liquor Store really likes your tits. They're very well done.
More incriminating evidence. God damn it.
I don't think that one was on the camera, so.
This just smells good too. I was like,
as we were getting over here, I said to her, that is an awesome perfume.
You know, it's funny, my little nephew, he couldn't pronounce Foxy. So when you said fuck me, he would be like, Fucky. But he was only like not even two.
I know you laughed your fucking ass off.
I laughed.
So that's when you say, not yet.
So all my cousins, like, they would be like, I am fucking Fucky. And hey, where's Fucky at? And I'm like, shut up.
Hey, real quick, let's hear what's going on in the back studio.
We got something going on back there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, shit. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see if we can accommodate.
You're overdone.
Yeah, that's the one I was looking for.
ASA, yeah. We only have one set of headphones out here, and Foxy's wearing it, so she's giving us the play-by-play.
She's saying, yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's your turn, decaf.
Well, that's a bad idea.
It's a pause, so I, you know,
switch. We're never going to get those headphones back now.
Well, I don't hear shit.
So again, one more time, for those of you listening at home, we will be interviewing Rowdy Roddy Piper this Sunday.
From WWF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play-by-play.
You call me Dr. Mr. Charles Sanders, sir, bitch.
Esquire.
Esquire.
So we are going to be interviewing Piper this Sunday. Giggles. So in the forum, if you go to spankwagon.net and go to our forums, will be able to submit your questions, which we will take with us to ask Piper.
Yeah.
We've got probably about a half hour or so with him, so we've got plenty of time. More time than we had with Stanley.
Now, the interesting thing is I've chatted with a few people who don't go to the forum that are chomping at the bit to get questions asked. Like a friend of mine, Nomad, he was like, dude, what was up with the orange face but the pasty white legs when he was on TV last time? You know, don't adjust your set. What happened, Piper? But you gotta go to the forum to post your questions. You gotta go to the forum.
Now, I want to talk about this because I brought this up in an email, and since I didn't get any vetoes,
I get to hear shit.
Let's talk about this.
All right.
So, guys, we've kind of made mention of this.
before on a couple of things. We've kind of brought this up a little bit before. We've always said that this show is as much yours as it is ours.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, as much as the listeners, if they want something, ask for it. And by all means, we'll do everything we can to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions or if you have... Uh-oh. If you have questions or if you have anything requests... You've heard us... Wow. Hello.
Oh.
Hey-o. You've heard us make reference
Betty,
to this
you
before.
You just lost your husband.
We are bringing forth...
bring it forth. Four scores of 7 days ago.
Say it. When Decaf says it is the best.
Let me see.
Oh, rowdy, rowdy.
No, no, no. The big thing we've been working on.
What the fucking program, dude? What have we been working on?
It's because I said
well,
it.
What have we been working on?
He said it.
He doesn't even remember.
I don't know what it is.
No, he doesn't.
Well, why, we're
you know what? You know what?
Hold on. Why are we going to announce it? We're going to announce it for a reason?
Yes.
Oh, you got some shit to show or something?
Well, kind of.
Wait,
let's rewind. How are we going to announce the shit?
Murph, just stop. Here's what's happening. The site's going to go dark here during the week.
Yeah.
Things are going to be changing yet again on the website. Finally, we're getting our shit together to relaunch the forum, the image gallery, and everything. But this time it's going to be a little bit different because, you know, and
it's not about us.
No, not that part. Not that part of the site, because to be completely honest, I could give a shit less about a forum myself. I really could.
Ooh,
he could. I, on the other hand, am a big fan of it.
Right. I could give a shit less about photos, but...
Well, then you leave that forum to
create.
But what?
Decaf.
Righty, righty, Piper.
Are you stupid tonight?
Uh-huh.
We've got 2 hours of promos for this that we're going to start running.
You've seen too many tits and ass.
What do you want me to say, guys?
Say the phrase. Say what it is.
Piper.
I can't do it. Come on.
The Nation of Spank.
That's right, boys and girls. We are launching this for you. The Nation of Spank is...
The Nation of Spank.
For
God bless America.
For lack of a better way to describe it, this is your show. If you want something, tell us. If you want to see something, tell us. If you have guests, if you have ideas, interact. We're going to start bringing you guys into the show. We're going to start tagging your webcams at home and bringing you live into the show. We're going to get the phone lines back up and running. We are going to make this as much your show as it is ours. And the first step on that is going to be you guys helping us brand this, so to speak. So in the forums, there's going to be a thread popping up as soon as the relaunch happens. It's going to say, you make... The Nation of Spank. Now, this is going to be coming up very quickly because we want to give this away. We are going to give away the Nation of Spank stimulus package.
Ooh, I've always wanted one of those. I could use one of those packages.
The Nation of Spank stimulus package simply will be...
Does it pay your rent?
No, it doesn't pay your rent. But it is...
Buy your groceries and...
No. But it is the IMAX movie theater poster of Watchmen that we got. It is also a complete set of Watchmen character posters. It is also some free porn from Spunky Gunk.
Wow.
It is going to be a fat sack of goodies. We're going to throw some other stuff into
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, I like fat sacks.
Hey, yo, you might even get a pair of my underwear. Maybe we could... Maybe.
Well, so much for that launch.
So much
I'll
for
pass
that
on
one.
That one.
But all in all, it's going to be a great launch, and we want to help. We want you guys to help us make it huge. We're also going to start giving away prizes each month for the person that best represents the nation and brings other people in. We're going to start involving all of you in this process more and more. As more shows launch as part of the Spankwagon banner, as more things start to happen as part of the Spankwagon enterprise, so to speak.
Like business cards?
Like business cards. It is going to be up to you. Now, much like Operation Mayhem, there is homework assignments for you guys.
Oh here
great.
We go, tying it into something else.
I quit.
No, there are homework assignments. You need to bring people in. We're going to give you ways to bring average people in to listen to this, give you ways to introduce people to the nation, giving you ways to help grow the show, because who wouldn't love, and tell me, honest to God, who wouldn't love being able to drive to work and hear Spankwagon Radio on the radio in your city?
That means I have to wake up at 7 in the morning just to be in the show.
Sweetie, for you, we'll record and you can catch the replay.
Okay.
We'll pre-record your interviews.
Okay, awesome.
Who wouldn't love to possibly see a Spankwagon pay-per-view special? Who wouldn't love to see Spankwagon show up in the most obscure, strange, and weird places? to do that.
Like Spongy Gunk Studios.
Studios.
Who would like to see us go head-to-head with Howard Stern?
Ooh, oh, that's no contest. Stern will lose.
Oh, well, shit. I'm just trying to promote. God.
His four-day-a-week broadcast is nothing compared to our one-day-a-week broadcast.
Well, so they can pretend like it was. God, you just ruined my whole thing.
Sorry, way to go, Murph. I'm sorry.
I guess I'll be the Robin. I'm the one that I'm the one that sits there and take racist jokes. Oh.
Fuck. But, you know, we're going to talk about that tonight. We want you guys to help us make the show what it should be. And those of you that have been listening to the show for years know the show can be
whatever.
The problem is we don't have a way to get the show out. So what we want is you guys to help us do that.
Monkey
and trust me,
groom?
Those of you that choose to help the nation will receive the benefits from the nation. We're talking gift cards from Comic Oasis. We're
talking G.I. Bill.
G.I. Bill. That's right, baby.
I'm on. Okay.
Trust me, the governmental tie-ins do not end here. But the first things first is going to be the stimulus package. We need you guys to help us find a way. Now, the best way to do that is create a Photoshop image, create a video, create a tagline, something. We're going to have a bunch of things to give away for this, but the person who pulls it off the best with some form of media will win the big stimulus package. And we're going to list the details on that coming up soon. The Nation of Spank is everything that's interactive about this show. So it is vitally important that you get involved. If you're not already registered on the forums, register. For God's sakes, register.
On the new forums once I launch them.
Yeah, the new forums once we launch them. We're going to have a better chat room. We're going to have a great way to do things here. And it's important that you guys are involved. Because, again, this is just as much your show as it is ours. If you want to see Foxy, then goddammit, tell us you want to see Foxy.
Oh, goddammit.
Because it's a lot easier for me to say, hey, Foxy, we've had like 15,000 requests this week for you to come on. Then it's just, hi, I'd like you to come on the show and show us your tits.
True.
Ouch. So I'm not enough? Is that what you're saying?
No, and no, I'm just joking. I'll even link the site on my blog, you know, on my website, too.
Very
to
cool.
To get people to... You know,
and maybe we can
check us out.
Maybe we can create some other partnerships and some other incentives for people to get involved.
Sure.
But seriously, if you have ideas, get on the forum, spankwagon.net, register, talk. We're going to make sure that every idea that you guys give us, we acknowledge in one way or another. Any idea. Get some video going up. Put it up on YouTube. Put it up on your own website. We're even possibly going to have a way for you to upload video to our site. So please... The nation is yours. Do with it what you will.
Just get involved and have fun with it. That's what it's all about. It's just having fun and interacting with each other.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes us come together as a nation. Spankwagon.
All that fucking sweet talk. Fuck that. If you don't sign up to be part of Nation Spankwagon, I'm going to come down there and personally beat the shit out of you. Join the Nation Spank. Thank you.
He's going to throw some barbecue sauce on you and fucking tell you.
We need to take a break, guys. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back...
We already
We're
passed the
talk
time.
About racist tendencies.
All right.
Again?
Yes, again. Not just yours. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, you are watching Spankwagon Radio. Well, actually, you're listening to me, Chris Murphy.
And you're watching me,
that's
Foxy.
Right, watching Foxy.
But you don't... You guys got to give me a chance to actually turn the music down.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, like, squeeze me.
There. Now you guys can talk.
Folks, you are watching Spankwagon Video, Spankwagon TV. I don't know. We never did really brand that.
No, we never have.
So now we're SWV.
SWV.
We're a bunch of black bitches, you know.
SWV.
Exactly. Spankwagon Video. We're SWV now.
Joining.
Oh, my God. Now I got it. Oh, my God. I'm a little bit late, but hey, I got it.
It's okay. You're gorgeous. It makes up for it.
Oh, my gosh. It was just a blonde, my man.
We are broadcasting live from the Spongy Gunk Porn Studios with Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, who is in the next room.
And I figured out the bad mic. It was the wire. Ooh.
Oh, is there some goodness happening?
I can't tell the batteries going on in the wireless.
Oh, no. Give me the batteries.
Let me go up in that motherfucker and see. What's going on in here? We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Doing it wrong. You're not touching the ball.
Not enough slobber. Let me see.
Hey, yo. So you are watching Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.
They're back.
How are you, sweetie?
Wow, I'm good.
No. She's not good. She's fucking incredible.
Can I kiss you now?
She must be incredible. You changed your shirt and everything. Shit. Oh, costume change.
I changed my shirt for the scene.
Oh.
He's ready for round three.
No. I had shot in that other shirt with the bondage scene, so I put on this for the scene we just did, so I didn't look the same.
Wait a minute. I'm noticing something here.
What?
She's got batteries.
Yeah.
Stole your batteries.
Is she taking
Fix
them?
Are you going to steal them?
Are you going to put them in your pocket?
She better not.
Put them in the what?
Are you going to do it jailhouse style and steal
them? Oh, my God.
Cough them out later.
Wow.
Or run away with them.
Or just put the batteries in there and think, wait, why aren't they vibrating?
Okay. Wow, look at Elvis over there, all slick and happy.
It was good. Yeah, it was good stuff. Good stuff.
Did it taste good?
I can't hear why. Now, let me ask, was it a spit, swallow, on the face, on the boobs?
It was a swallow.
Really?
Whoa. Spitters are quitters.
I love you.
I haven't done a spitter or quitter.
Okay, yeah. Spitters or quitters. For sure. it was just like how we said before. I was in there for a while playing myself. He has a wonderful dolphin vibrator.
Yeah,
it's got 8 different settings on it. Good Yummy. Stuff.
Flipper was really flipper.
That's what I called it, too.
That's hilarious.
I was like, hi, honey. I can't wait for you to come home. I got you Flipper
killing,
out.
You're killing
like,
me today, Foxy.
God damn.
It's you're going to replace
it's
me. It's Heineken.
It's going to be Spank Wagon Radio. We have Trisha, Murphy, and Foxy.
It's the Heineken. Sorry. Last time I was shy and quiet. Remember I said, I'm like, if we had a little alcohol, oh my God, I'd be so different.
And let me tell you, you were asking about if it was spit or this or that or the other. She took the whole thing in her mouth, swirled around the whole nine, and then swallowed.
Wow, like Listerine. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Well, can you reference what you mean by the whole nine?
I know. You kind of mumbled inches. Towards the end. Yeah. Speak up.
PhD.
We want to hear that.
That's what we were talking about earlier. PhD.
PhD?
Now, was it a big load, small load, average load?
Hold on.
Did she swallow? Oh.
Foxy asked what PhD stood for.
You know, like a doctorate, a PhD, pretty huge dick.
Oh, duh.
But
remember, I'm having, like, moments here.
Yeah, but her meaning of PhD is a little different.
It's pretty huge dick.
Oh my God, I need a stunt cock too.
Stunt cock.
Hello.
Stunt that's cock. A good one. I'm gonna talk.
Stunt cock.
Stuntcock.com.
So now, yes. Was it normal load, big load, small load? Because he's already shot 3 times today, jerking off, waiting for you to get here.
Are you still swallowing? What's going on?
I mean, it Twice. Was a medium load for
medium
for
load.
Him.
It's a medium load for the second
load,
shot.
Medium load
day.
Of laundry.
The
yes.
Comstock load.
Medium load of laundry.
Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, Esquire, the third.
So it was 12 instead of 15.
I gotta ask you, do you even bother to jerk off anymore?
What's that?
Oh my God, he's my fucking hero.
He doesn't have to. He just calls a girl and says, "Hey,
only,
let's do
only
a POV."
Only if it requires it as part of the scene.
He's sitting here jerking, thinking, wait a minute, I could be getting paid to do this. Fuck this.
That's
you
know, right.
You know why this motherfucker got a big ass back? Look at this motherfucker's toe.
God damn, that's a big ass toe.
Holy shit.
You know what they say.
Look at that. You got a big ass toe. I know.
Yeah.
You dumb motherfucker. I'm the one staring at her camel toe, and you're looking at his fucking feet.
Dude, I can't take any more pictures of the camel toe.
I've got.
You know what I'm saying? It's like all the pictures start to look the same. I got like 40 of the same camel toe because I haven't seen nothing else.
But so you know what they say?
Camel toe or moose knuckle?
Nice. I haven't seen that shit. Woo! Hold on a second. Hold on.
Wow. Yeah.
Hold on. I gotta get a zoom in. God damn it. Oh, where's my zoom in?
Hold on. Nice.
Hold on. Oh my God.
Where's
there
his?
You go. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Make it into a thumb. Oh. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. You gotta get it. Wow.
Nice.
There you go.
There you go.
You know what they say about toes. If you got a PhD, you have a PhD.
That's true.
And an elemental P.
That's right.
Yeah. We got any other three-letter anagrams you want to throw in there? Holy crap.
Yeah, I love you.
O-M-G.
Oh, wait, that's 3 words.
O-M-G, A-T-M.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
A-T-M.
W-T-F.
W.
What? Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
So did you enjoy Scock?
Was it tasty? Obviously she's was not it, hungry no more.
Was it like eating a bowl of Fruit Loops and shit or what? I mean, or was it more like Cheerios?
I got my potassium for the day. It was a banana.
There you go.
Now tell me honestly, when you were sucking his dick, halfway through it, were you thinking to yourself, Studcock?
Yeah, no. No, he stays hard for a while, yeah. Actually. I was like, getting towards the end, they're like, come on, damn it. Like, hurry up.
And I'm thinking, yeah, but see, when you're doing that, going, come on, damn it, I'm thinking, we need 35 seconds more footage. It's business, man. It's business.
Rock wow. solid.
You know what, the fact that you can control yourself to that level. 35 seconds, I'm shooting at 400 speed film, the lighting over there is good.
And
he's done.
I'm like reading the time on the back of the camera going.
You gotta remember he's concentrating on what kind of time it's going on.
Well, no, I'm concentrating on the fact that she has an incredibly soft mouth and it feels great, but I'm paying a little bit of attention to the fact that it needs to be 15 minutes, not 14.
Yeah, all right, so. A couple times I looked up and the camera was gone. And he had to adjust it, fix it. Like,
his eyes are rolling back. Yeah. Like, oh, shit, where was I?
All right, so what kind of jizz are you? You're a loud one, you're the quiet one, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
oh,
like that.
Or you like, fuck, 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 no, shit. Like,
well, I didn't hear it, so he must be doing something quiet.
He must be the quiet one. He's like, yeah, I'll eat that shit. Yeah, swallow that fucking shit. Swallow that fucking
shit. Do you dribble or do you squirt?
Are you a shooter or a dripper?
I'm not a dripper.
By the way, Airwolf wants to see more of the short shots.
We wear short shorts.
Bring that camera down.
See, we have
the Oh!
Titties. Yes. Actually,
now give us the short shorts. Oh, okay. Give us the booty.
And that would be the booty.
That is
nice. How cute. She has a little dimple at the top.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the little doll butt crack and everything. That's cute.
I want one.
Yes, she does. Decaf, you were talking about the way guys
Decaf
know when
they
come.
Decaf ain't thinking
right
now. Yeah, this camera.
Oh
my God.
He's saving these on his computer for himself.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. For himself.
Yeah, for himself. For himself.
He's sitting there with a countdown timer waiting for Daisy's site to launch.
Oh, damn.
Woo. God damn.
Shake what your mama gave ya.
Yes.
Shake what your mama.
Good
come on,
God.
God damn,
come on, come on, come on. Work that shit, bitch.
Damn, this is going nuts.
She's just doing her thing. Shit.
Damn.
I love it.
I just cleaned my keyboard last week. Fuck. Every time someone sits on my computer, right? And then fucking touch the keyboard and mouse, I'm like, oops.
The eye gets stuck. It's all.
Can I use your computer? Yeah, no. You go ahead.
Use the green keyboard. It's gray.
I spilled some soda and tartar sauce on there last week. So.
Mayonnaise.
But your keyboard appears to have some gunk.
You know, I tried to clean it with bleach, didn't get it out.
Oh, jeez.
That explains the smell.
And it explains why there's no letters on the pads.
No letters.
Decaf, you're asking about the noise that guys make when they come. Have you ever seen any scenes by this guy named Nick Manning?
I know who he is.
Okay, he's really wacko when he's shooting, and he'll like be coming. He gets
real aggressive and talks like that,
and he starts going dropping loads, and he's like, it's hilarious.
Stop dropping lock it.
I mean, he's like says that like every time.
Dropping loads,
you know. It's like this, you know, masculine looking dude, and he's like sounding like he's about to kill the girl. It's hilarious.
So do you have different? Do you have different cum noises depending on the girl or depending on how you feel at the time? Yeah, the scene or how you felt at the time.
Or do you just make it different on purpose just to make it?
No, I don't do that. I mean, it's not like, wait a minute, I did cum noise C yesterday. Now it's time for cum noise D. You know, it's not like that, you know. It's just whatever happens. Some girls are better than others. So it makes it, you know. So yeah,
but you know what I'm saying. I'm just
look at that. Look at that tongue.
Wow. Gene Simmons would be proud.
Oh my God. That is deep throat and wrapping around the balls.
Yes, it is.
That is wet. Oh, with your tongue.
My God.
I'm sorry. It was taking too long.
I know, Wes. Hold on.
Oh wait, I still see some of your tongue.
Fuck, I got video.
Oh, nice. Nice. Folks, you are watching Spank Wagon Radio. We are
Spank
live.
Wagon TV.
Spank Wagon TV. We are live at the Spongy Gunk Porn Studio here.
Yes.
Spongy Gunk.
Live with us this week. We do have
Daisy Darling.
And Daisy Darling's website will launch. What will the URL be?
DaisyDarling.com.
Look, sometimes this shit's taken and you gotta get creative.
Chris.
Okay.
Change the letters around and all that shit. Boys to men, they fucking killed normal fucking words and shit.
Yeah,
they
were
the group that did it.
Also
and
with us,
Prince.
Oh, and Prince. Also with us, we have. Have I turned the camera around correctly?
Yeah,
I got a perfect picture of her biting her lips.
Foxy's hiding behind her mic again.
Yes, I am. Can you see me?
We have Foxy. And Foxy, what's your website?
It's ts-foxy.com, and that's Foxy with two X's.
Foxy.
Now, real quick, I want to let everybody know who's listening to this podcast. We're ending in a couple seconds, but...
But
we're going to get the overrun going. So if everybody could just be patient, you are watching or podcast listening to Spank Wagon. Find us online, spankwagon.net, and be prepared for the site changes within the coming few weeks.
Yeah, for the Nation of Spank.
And
the Nation of Spank.
For everybody out there. Shit, I can salute to that.
One Nation.
Hold on, this is going to be my advertiser for the Nation of Spank.
Hold on, though. I'm going to take us out real quick and back in. Everybody stay in the chat room. Stay in the video. We'll be right back.
And I'm proud to be an American.
God, that is so funny that you happen to just be singing that. I'll tell you.